So we just moved over to a new location. We were previously over on Rossi Road, connected to Real Life Church. We have since moved to our own 501c3, and we're at a new location on Arkansas Avenue. We did that because it's way more centrally located. For people to come to our old location, they typically had to be dropped off. Now we're right next to Harps. We're a block away from the food bank. We're close to the Social Security building, really close to any businesses for people who need jobs or have jobs. They can walk, or the transportation is a lot more short. It was previously Fellowship Bible Church, and so we've gone in and remodeled it. So we have our shelter portion of it, and then we have our community resource portion of it now. So we're calling it a transitional shelter or provisional. So when people come in to stay, it's low barrier, essentially meaning that there's a low bar to entry. So the only thing we aren't really accepting is pets, and that's just because we can't at the moment. But other than that, anyone is welcome to come in and stay for as long as we're open. We are calling it low barrier with standards to stay because we want to see growth in the people that are there. So somebody comes in, they're homeless, even if they need temporary, we want to get them out of the position that they're currently in. How did you get here, and how do we work to get you in a better place? So that's kind of the idea behind the shelter. It's not necessarily you get to live here for free. We want to better the people who come in. So we offer supportive services, which we're calling like our classes. So we offer budgeting classes, parenting classes, how to do laundry, how to grocery shop. It's just those basic life skills that a lot of us have had the privilege of being taught by our parents, people who invest in us, and a lot of these people don't have that. They've never had an investment or somebody to care enough to show them, you know, here's how you do laundry. You don't just wash one piece of clothing at a time. When you go grocery shopping, here's how you can shop for a family of four on the same budget as some people who shop for two. And just teaching them those things so that when they do leave, they're set up. They know how to navigate life. I think we'll have a lot more community involvement as a whole. Although Real Life is a major supporter, they do a lot over there. We really want to see other churches, local businesses partner with us. You know, we'd love to get job opportunities to connect people. So we're hoping that that is kind of a benefit from it, is that the entire community will adopt it because, you know, the people living on the street or in the woods close in town and stuff like that, you know, they say there's like 150 to 200 just in Mountain Home alone. And so if we can get them into the building that's less on the street, and for your average taxpayer, it goes from you paying $30,000 a year to the shelter paying $12,000 a year for a person if they're in our facility, that kind of thing. So we're really hoping community involvement grows.